It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
How do we make this Pirates team better? How do we make it better for 2024? How do we make it keep making it better past 2024? I've said this before. I really believe it. Like, every day in the major leagues is certainly special, but every year is absolutely special. We have to embrace the year we're in and do everything we can to put this team in the best position.
Let's go, Derek. Shelton didn't talk. That was Ben Cherington. Ben Cherington saying every year is special and we got to do what we can to make this team good. And would also say in his radio show yesterday, right here on 93.7 The Fan, that he would give up prospects for major league ready players. So you push those two answers, smush those two answers together. And what I am discerning is they are hoping to add, and they are probably hoping to add players with term on their contract and probably won't be in the rental market, which I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
You want prospects because they're going to grow with your team and because they're cost controlled and you're going to have them for 6-ish years. You can keep that window open longer. But if you trade prospects for players who are under team control and who can help you now, they're going to help you this year, unlike prospects, and they're going to help you into the future. If that's their philosophy, I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we thought that they were going to go if they were going to do something.
Yeah.
Like, the rental thing didn't make any sense. You want to give up some of the guys that you've been developing for somebody that you're going to rent and maybe can get you into a wild card spot. You want to get somebody that is already ready that you can have for a while and grow with this team and grow with this window that you think is right now. Grow with Skeens, grow with Jones and Keller and Reynolds, I mean, who's getting paid. And hopefully, you know, Cabrian Hayes comes around and O'Neill Cruz. Like, you want somebody to come in here and be with these guys for a while. And that makes the most sense. But when is that going to happen? Like, every day.
Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, tick. And it's not some philosophy that you've come up with that's out of nowhere. Everybody else is thinking that, too, because of how the league is.
Yes.
The league is, everybody's kind of neck and neck. Nobody's really good, except for a few teams. But there's going to be a lot of teams vying for that last spot. Whenever it's all said and done, they're thinking the same way. So if you say it on your radio show, you better be prepared today at least 7:04 a.m. to make a move before somebody else does.
Yes, and that is why I say they are winning the war, Doran. They lost the series. They lost the battle. But that acknowledgement from Ben Cherington is unlike we've heard him before. And I feel like the owner forced his hand on Friday. And maybe not so much in so many words, because perhaps they've been having these conversations not publicly. In fact, I would imagine that they have been having these conversations not publicly.
But hope so.
The public stance here from Cherington is a breath of fresh air. It guarantees nothing you need to find a team that is going to be a willing dance partner. But the idea that he is bringing this up publicly, I think, is a massive step in the right direction. And the fact that we heard Bob Nutting talk on Friday is huge.
Goal and confidence level making the playoffs. Like, is that the goal of this season? Did
you 100%. Attainable? We've shown it's attainable. I think you look at the results we've had from the mound. The pitching has been solid. Yeah. And we have some very strong pitchers, but performing well. Obviously, we need more offense. We're a bottom performing team in offensive production, and that's, you all know that as much as I do. We're fully aware of that. We know the areas that need to improve. Some of that has to come from organic improvement from our players now. Has to. And you've seen a couple of bounce backs. We know that is true. How much of it comes from within the organization and outside the organization, I think, is exactly what Ben's working on.
100% the goal is to make the playoffs.
I've never heard him speak that way.
We haven't heard him speak in season in the 15 years that the station has existed. He hasn't done it.
Nope.
He'll give his little speech to the team in spring training. Sometimes, like when there's a managerial change, he'll talk after the season. You don't get Bob Nutting on the record very often talking about baseball-related matters. And that he did it in season, yes, maybe he got ambushed a little bit with the sheets patch and the press conference there, but this was a guy who knew what he was talking about. Like, this wasn't Bob Nutting going up there and throwing platitudes, empty platitudes out there. No, he's talking, we're a bottom third team in hitting in Major League Baseball, and he rattled off some statistics there. But the goal is 100% to make the playoffs. Did this land on you the way it landed on me? Which is to say, I was almost dancing when I heard Bob Nutting say that. 100% the goal is to make the playoffs, and that Ben Cherington is trying to make moves, and Bob Nutting actually, and we'll play this clip coming up in the next segment, he said, yeah, it's kind of important to do it sooner than later. He's not going to say that. I know people take everything this guy says with a grain of salt. He's not going to say that if they're not going to do something. He's not going to put his ass out there when his ass is always out there, and he's going to put something on the record and then not have it follow through. I doubt that's going to happen. This, to me, this was massive, Doran.
You're absolutely right. Like, I mean, the fact that he said what he said, it kind of, looked at the screen or the radio with that, like, whenever you whistle at a dog and they kind of put their head to the side. Like, I was like, oh, really? Like, okay, but now, let's see it. Yeah, like, let's see it. Like, okay, but you're right. He would never put his backside out there.
I don't think.
If something wasn't brewing. And especially like in this time and recognizing what this team could be and recognizing that he has Skeens, he has Jones, he has Keller, and to not miss this moment, that was a nice little audio.
Yes, it was.
It really was. It really was.
He, say what you will about him, and Pirates fans do and will. He's a very smart man. He's calculated. He knows what he said there, and you're not going to say it if you're not going to follow through. Ben Cherington. How many times have we played clips of Cherington where he doesn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
He talks a lot, doesn't say anything. And he's not alone in that. That's a general manager thing.
Checking the boxes is my favorite.
Yes, he's checking boxes all the time. He says that about as many times as Mike Tomlin says the standard is the standard. And both things basically have lost their meaning. But when you say this year's is important, and then later on in your conversation with Greg Brown yesterday, and it was a fabulous job by Greg, who really does push Cherington on that show, that, hey, we will trade prospects for major league players. You're not going to have both of those guys say what they did publicly and then them not make a move or two. It's just not going to happen.
Now, I will caution people, and I think we should caution ourselves. It may not be who we absolutely
That's
think
fair.
Should be the guy. Like, they thought that Rowdy Tellez was going to be the first baseman of this year that you could vault them into an area where they'd be winning games. So it could be a guy like Rowdy Tellez. So, they didn't say who and a type of player. They said a major league player.
You are dead ass right on that, man.
And that's where it would be, oh, okay, it makes sense now.
By the by,
other people.
Carlos Santana has a WAR of 1.4. Rowdy Tellez has a negative WAR this year. Carlos Santana has an OPS plus of 118. And what that means is he's performed 18% better than league average at the first base position. He's got an OPS of 770, which is far above league average. They could have paid that guy $2 more million and had him instead of Rowdy Tellez. He's got 12 home runs, which would, what, be second on the Pirates behind Brian Reynolds now, or tied for first, right up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. They want to acquire. They want to add. Does not mean that they're going to get the right players.
Right.
No question about that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more from people who know the team the best. It's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.